This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The West was populated on horseback, and today horses still play a key part in the lives of many people out in some of the western states. Jacqueline Bramwell, whose family is from the listening area, lives in Colorado, and together her and her husband own an outfitting business. For this Saturday's horse show, Bramwell talks about the differences between having horses in an outfitting business and having horses just for show.
My husband and I are outfitters in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, which is in the southwest corner of the state. Great little area down there. And we are outfitters, so we do own 20 head of horses and a ranch that we work on. And the outfitting includes horseback riding in the summer for tourists, obviously, and also big game hunts in the fall.
And tell me a little bit about the history of the place. It sounds like it's a multi-generational outfit.
Yes, it is. History goes way back. My husband's family, which is the Bramwell side, actually came over and covered wagons and settled in Pagosa Springs, with draft horses and did the logging and everything and in the late 1800s. So there's a lot of history there. And my husband, he actually rodeoed professionally for several years and actually was one of the best. I have to brag on him a little bit. He was one of the best 15 in the world about five times and made it to the national finals rodeo. But after he did that, he bought the outfitting business from the family and married me. So like you said, we run the outfitting business there and put hunters into the mountains. They get a hunt all week long. We pack the game out with the horses and pack all the gear in, everything up. Very, very steep terrain. So it's pretty cool what our horses can do. They're very, very athletic.
I can imagine they're very different from the type of show ponies you may see around here or just in the ring. So tell me a little bit about the horses themselves.
Okay, well, we get horses from all over the place. They kind of vary. We do Mustangs, we do quarter horses, really, really big on the half draft horses, which is, half draft horse, half most likely quarter or thoroughbred or something like that. We just are going for a heavier muscle, a heavier bone build. Doesn't matter what they look like. They don't have to be pretty for the show ring. They just have to be tough and they have to want to do it for us, because if you take a horse up in the mountains that doesn't want to go up it, you're going to have a big problem on your hands, especially when you've got about seven head of horses tied together. So you don't want anything setting back on you.
And are your horses shod?
Yes, they are. And actually, my husband does that. So, yeah, which is very, very convenient. So he shoes all of our horses. And we do it definitely different from the show type horses. We do what we would call a toe and heel shoe, which actually has a little bit of a bump on the toe and two bumps on the heels, which acts as more grip for the horses when they're going up muddy trails and, again, steep mountain terrain.
What would you say is your favorite part about having this outfitter business?
Well, I've always had a passion for horses, and I actually got my degree down in Arizona at Scottsdale Community College, so I knew I wanted to do something horse-related for sure, and when I met my husband, everything just seemed to work out perfectly. I love the outfitting, and I love the mountains, and the horses are all included in that, so that's just a fantastic thing. And I love to show my guests, the tourists that come out with us, just the beauty of where we live and how cool it is that we can still use horses on these trails, because these are the type of trails where you cannot take a motorcycle up or a four-wheeler or anything else. It is either on your own feet or, on horseback. So that's what's really neat about it.
And I think it is really interesting hearing just how useful horses are out in that area. I mean, people may think that horses ran their use out with the covered wagons when those went out of fashion, but actually, it sounds like they're definitely still in need.
Exactly, yes. We would not make a living without our horses, so definitely very, very needed. And there's a lot of other outfitters in our area. It's not just us. There's a lot of history there and families who just keep continuing to do it, which is really neat. So definitely a very horsey type area, but like you said, different from the show type horses. So,
and what would you say would be kind of the biggest difference just about having horses out in Colorado versus having horses out in some place like here, like Illinois?
You know, I don't know that you would need the type of horses. I mean, I guess for the farming, you would definitely need, you know, the draft type horses out here. So a lot of them originated here. But like you said, these days with all the technology and, you know, I'm sure the tractors and everything just keeps getting better and better. The use of horses just keeps going down in this type of an area. But very, very useful still in Colorado, you know, just these days, just for the tourist type business. But
and since these are working horses, do you feed them on a special diet or anything, or how do you, what's the feed?
We actually just lease several different pastures on ranches all around Pagosa in that area. We winter them down about 2 hours south of us in New Mexico. They get a hangout down there. There's not as much snow, so it's very good for them. That's where they're at right now. But we'll be bringing them back the 1st of June and just turning them out on any pasture we can find.
What would you say is your busiest time of year?
For horseback riding, it's definitely going to be around the 4th of July. You know, pretty much from the 15th of June to the 4th of July is going to be very busy. Hunting season starts in September and goes through about Halloween, October 31st. So we're extremely busy during that time, right before it snows, when everybody's wanting to vacation and come out and escape the hot weather from all these other states, because Pagosa's gorgeous in the summertime. It's not very hot.
And how does it work when someone wants to come out to your place and do some hunting, for example? Do they take a horse on their own, or do they use the horses at all?
Everything is all guided. So we don't, you know, we don't just rent horses out to people. We're with them the whole time. If somebody wants to book a hunt with us, they would just go to our website, you know, probably most likely find us online or, you know, through word of mouth. And they would give us a call and we'd go ahead and book them ahead of time. And the hunters, like I said, it's all guided. So we would take them in on horseback and it's a fully furnished drop camp. So we just drop the hunters off. We do not leave the horses in with them, and they hunt all week, and then we come back out and pack their game out and pack them out with the horses.
All right. I'm sure that this whole outfitter thing makes for some interesting stories. Do any pop to the forefront of your mind that you'd like to share with us today?
Oh, there's all kinds of funny stories. I guess most of the stories come from my father-in-law, Gary Bramwell. He's quite the character, so he's always setting the hunters up. You know, these days we couldn't do anything like this, but we get, you know, we're about 70% return, so we've got hunters that have hunted with my husband's grandfather coming back with us, you know, and they're in their 70s. So it's really neat, but we get the stories that, oh yeah, Gary, you know, always went and bought, you know, some broncs right before hunting season because he knew that he needed more horses. So he'd always put the younger guys on some of the broncs and they'd take off down with the field with them, and everybody thought that was pretty funny. So I hear lots of stories like that. There's several.
That'd be a fun surprise.
Oh yeah. And like I said, these days, you know, all of our horses, you know, are just, you know, we keep them all year round and everything, and they're very well trained. But back then, it was kind of a fun thing for them to do.
Again, that was Jacqueline Bramwell. That's all for the Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.